Ricardo Medina, Commissioner of FAR, Committed to Growth and Community. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. At a recent groundbreaking ceremony for a new 10,000-square-foot Dollar Tree in FAR, Texas, Ricardo Medina, a long-serving commissioner, spoke passionately about the city's development and his journey as a public servant. Hosted by the FAR Economic Development Corporation, EDC, the event marked a significant milestone in the city's ongoing efforts to attract businesses and foster economic growth. Medina's insights during the event provided a window into his vision for FAR, highlighting the challenges and opportunities ahead. His dedication to public service, economic development, and community engagement has shaped his tenure as a commissioner. It stresses his commitment to improving the quality of life for all FAR residents. Medina has been a commissioner in FAR for 9 years and 3 as mayor, and during this time, he has played a fundamental role in driving economic development. This is a store that's going to be able to produce some revenue for the city of FAR, Medina explained at the Dollar Tree groundbreaking, and it helps us because as we show more development, there'll be more development coming as well. His strategy has focused on creating a solid foundation for economic growth by incentivizing residential development. Businesses want to build where there's a lot of rooftops, Medina noted. They say, well, who's going to come to my business? By encouraging the development of new subdivisions, Medina, the City Commission, and the FAR EDC aim to attract businesses to FAR, thereby creating jobs and boosting the local economy. In addition to residential development, FAR has been making significant investments in infrastructure. Medina highlighted the expansion of the city's international bridge and investments in internet services as key projects. Our internet services are one of our big investments, he said. We're hoping that that's going to be one of the things that will make revenue for the city and eventually help us reduce our taxes. These initiatives are designed to generate new revenue streams, reducing the tax burden on residents and fostering a more vibrant economic environment. Medina's vision for FAR is rooted in a long-term strategy of sustainable development and fiscal responsibility. We're hoping that we can get to a level where we don't have to raise taxes, that we reduce our taxes in the city of FAR so that we're one of the cities that have the least taxes that residents are paying, Medina stated. By increasing the city's revenue through strategic business and infrastructure projects, the city aims to alleviate the financial burden on residents while enhancing their quality of life. Medina's economic development approach is more than just growth for growth's sake. It's about creating a community where people want to live, work, and raise their families. You want to do things for the residents. You want to help people, he emphasized. You want to do something that will help the residents of FAR. Medina's commitment to public service extends beyond his role as a commissioner. He sees his work as a calling driven by a desire to give back to the community. You don't get paid for being an elected official here in the city of FAR, he explained. It's a volunteer job, and it is a great thing because you're able to do a lot of things for residents, and that's what we strive for if we can achieve that. His dedication to the community is rooted in his own experiences growing up. First, I was a farm worker, and my family was also a farm worker. So, we strive to get educated and do better, Medina recalled. His journey from a farm worker to a healthcare professional and eventually to a public servant is evidence of his work ethic and determination to improve his life and the lives of others in his community. Medina has been guided by a strong sense of faith and family throughout his career. I thank God for all the opportunities he has provided us, he shared. And I think that is the age 72, and I've been serving for, I'm going to be 12 years of service. For Medina, public service is not just a duty but a way to give thanks and make a meaningful impact on his community. In his retirement, Medina enjoys spending time with his family, particularly his grandchildren, which he sees as another way of giving back and nurturing the next generation. Despite his commitments, he remains deeply involved in the city's growth and development, always looking for ways to serve the people of FAR. Medina is well aware of the challenges that come with economic development. He acknowledged that significant projects often take years of planning and preparation before showing results. You don't get results until after several years of working on projects that you start seeing something real, he explained. This long-term perspective is essential for understanding the pace and nature of economic growth in a city like FAR. However, the efforts have been rewarded. Over his years of service, Medina has seen several major projects come to fruition, from residential subdivisions to new business investments. These are the facts that we decided to invest in developers by incentivizing them to build. And we've gotten those results, he stated proudly. These projects are not just about economic gain but about building a stronger, more resilient community. Ricardo Medina's vision for FAR is sustainable growth, improved quality of life, and a vibrant community that can thrive in a rapidly changing world. His story inspires all who believe in public service and the importance of giving back to one's community.